We Make Gods is the latest production from Conflicted Theatre. It tells the story of Orla, who is a demigod, but initially doesn't even realise it. Orla is played by Kate Fitzgerald, and the writer and director is Evan Lorden. Evan and Kate join us now from our Cork studios. Evan, maybe you'd start by explaining the idea behind We Make Gods, although I am told it's all there in the title, those three words.
Pretty much. I suppose it all started from a deadline I was given. I was taking part in a theatre development programme up in Galway run by a company called Jolt. And the programme was called Volition. And they basically had a deadline whereby you had to put yourself forward with an idea for a show which you would develop over 9 months, along with eight other people who I had never met before. And I was stuck for something to do, and I was reading a Hermann Hesse novel, and a line jumped out from it, which was, "We make gods and do battle with them, and then they bless us." And I thought that was just an amazing sentence in and of itself, with a wonderful narrative arc.
Yeah, three acts straightforward given to you there, really, aren't there?
Absolutely.
So the idea of making gods and then doing battle with them and them blessing us, are we talking specifically about making religious gods, or are we talking about all types of gods or other types of gods?
I suppose we're talking about other types of gods, because it's not quite about religion per se. This show is kind of about maybe a lack of religion, because so all civilizations that came up through the ages, and certainly all great civilizations, created their own mythology, and I don't think that's a coincidence. It's like this innate need for us to kind of create these mythical, magical fables and tales to explain the world around us and to explain the human condition, what's going on inside of us. And in the case of Irish history, we had Catholicism, which was I suppose a big thing connected to the Irish identity, which we're starting to move a little bit away from. But I suppose I'm kind of asking the question is, what do we lose with that? So we had a kind of spiritual path. We had the idea that if you're good to your neighbour, and if you raise a family, and if you're good to them, then and good to your neighbour, that you end up in heaven and eternal happiness. And so we were born into this idea of a spiritual path. But as we kind of move away from that, what's kind of filling that void? Are there structures in our modern lives today that can fill that void and can kind of give us what that spiritual path was?
Okay, well, maybe if we talk to Kate Fitzgerald at this point, who's there beside you, Evan, because the character that Kate plays is called Orla, and rather than talking in the kind of abstract way that we've been speaking about the play up to this, maybe Kate, you could tell us exactly who Orla is and the situations she finds herself in the play, because I think she finds herself in two different worlds. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Yeah, she does. Orla is kind of, she's a really relatable character, and she's someone who I can find very easy to kind of play, because she has an existence both in the world of the gods and in a dream world. And this dream world that Orla inhabits for most of her life is actually very akin to our human world that you and I live in now. And Orla's basis, and Orla is born into a godly world. And then she gets thrown into this dream world akin to ours, and comes across a lot of obstacles that are, I suppose, that our audience might find quite familiar and might find
some... What kind of obstacles are those, Kate?
I don't want to give too much away, but basically, I don't know, let me think. We did actually a promo recently on our Conflicted Facebook page about whether technology connects us or isolates us further. So one of the obstacles Orla comes across is, in fact, I suppose, technology, not in the form we know it now, maybe more in a caricatured form or in a more abstract kind of conceptual form. But she does come across technology and has to deal with it, and it's an obstacle to her, and it's disconnecting her from people. So in a way, we do present these modern obstacles within the play in a very conceptual, abstract kind of pretty physical movement way, but they will be relatable, and hopefully our audience will recognise them for what they are.
Yeah, maybe you could explain a bit more about that to us, Evan, because I think the play started out with quite a lot of dialogue present and involved, but as you developed it, presumably in the rehearsal space, it transpired that there was less and less dialogue. Is there any left at all now, or is it mostly just physical theatre?
There is still a little dialogue, but I guess a goal for us, and it's part of the kind of our ambition as a company is to investigate ways of working. So a lot of plays we've done up to this point, although they involve a lot of physical theatre, basically text is the basis, and then we kind of put physical theatre on top and kind of replace as much text as we could this way.
Would you describe it as dance?
Maybe. I would prefer to describe it as physical theatre because yeah. it is storytelling, and every movement, and not that you know, contemporary dance and even West End shows, you know, not that the movements aren't considered, but it is always storytelling, and it's not movement for its own sake. It's not just for the beauty of the movement. It is, we are trying to tell a yeah. very clear story. And so the text elements that are in it are in fact as kind of moorings for the audience.
By the way, is it just Orla, the character of Orla on stage as played by Kate, or are there other cast members there as well?
No, there's a cast of three in it, and they'll be playing multiple characters. So we'll see a big array of characters. Everything from kind of manifested gods to everyday people you bump into in the shop or in the office.
I suppose that makes sense given that we're in both a godly world and an everyday world. When Orla goes into her dream world, she becomes into something like close to our world today. There's also a musician involved, Ger Barry. What role does he play, and how would you describe, Kate, the interaction between yourself as an actor and as a character in Orla, the interaction between you and the music as played by Ger Barry?
Well, to be honest, I'm it's a kind of a form of theatre making that I've really grown to be quite attached to, and I love it, because I've worked with Conflicted for nearly 3 or 4 years now, and every piece I've ever done with them has been devised. For those who don't necessarily know what that means, it means that from the outset, from the very first rehearsal, from the very first meeting, from the very first time all our actors are in the room, so is our sound designer, so is our lighting designer, so is our set designer, so is our director, so is whoever is producing. Like, everyone's in the room and everyone has an input. So from that very first day, Ger is there jamming away in the corner. He's all his guitar pedals, he has his amps, and he has his piano, and everything is, he influences what we create and we influence what he creates. If we start off a scene and we don't know what's happening with it, and we're just doing the very basics of what the story is that we need to tell our audience, Ger starts jamming away, throws in, I don't know, maybe something ominous, and suddenly what we're doing,
you react to that.
Exactly. And then what we're doing, it informs what we're doing, and it informs a feeling, and it informs an atmosphere. And that's why devising is such an incredible process. Our lighting designer might be in the room and say, do you know what would be great exactly at that time Ger hit that note? Is a light there? And it's incredible to have those processes happening yeah. parallel to each other, as opposed to, you know, being stuck separate. On afterwards.
All right. Well, we will let people judge for themselves how that devising all works and how it comes to fruition in the play, which is called We Make Gods from Conflicted Theatre. It runs from the 5th to the 9th of August at the Granary Theatre in Cork. Conflicted Theatre.com for full details.